They're going to call it when they put hands on people more than 5 yards downfield. And then the other three penalties that really hurt us the other day were the illegal hands to the face. And every single one of them, the hands are up and, you know, they're too high in the target and they're up in the head area and they're going to call that. So.
You gave Marcus Smith and Travis Long some work against New England's ones on Friday. What were your impressions of their play?
I thought Travis did a real good job. You know, is really coming along for us and trying to figure out how he fits with us on the roster. And then Marcus got a real extended look. I think he played 70 snaps both between special teams and defense. And, you know, he's got a burst. He's got some speed coming off the edge. But if you're going to play that many plays, we're going to need more production out of you. So still working at it. You know, still got a lot of things to improve on. So, you know, it's but it's good and that's part of what the preseason's all about. You know, obviously, if you're playing a game, it's going to be a little bit different setup in terms of who's in there. But I think we know what Trent can do. We know what Connor can do at that spot. But we're really trying to figure out the guys behind those guys. So.
Did Brandon play?
Brian didn't play. His back seized up and had, I think, in stretch. So they just said he's out. I think he's either going today or going tomorrow. I don't think it's anything serious. But he did not play in the game on Friday.
How Spear hasn't played in both games. Has he provided the competition you want out of that kicker spot for Alex Henry?
You know, a lot of it's based on practice, you know, and I think, you know, obviously Alex is ahead of him from when you see him out there in the competitive situations we put him in practice. So, you know, you can't manufacture it. You can't make it up. You got to go by what the numbers are. I know Alex has missed two kicks all camp, was 5 for 5 and 50 plus. He's 8 for 8 from 45 to 49. In training sessions, you know, and he did miss one in the game. But I mean, it's also something that we're not going to throw another guy out there if Alex has definitely outkicked Kerry so far in practice. So.
I just wondered, but what about kicking in game situations or something?
Make him in practice situations, then I don't know. What's that?
And why is he on the roster?
We brought him to camp to see what he could do, but we're not going to be able to tell what he can do until we put him in camp. So.
I mean, other players play pretty much everybody else if they're being outperformed in camp, but why not the kicker?
Because Alex still needs work, too. So it's not, you know, we need to get Alex as much work as he can possibly get. So, and right now it's clear in our mind that Alex is number one over Kerry. So.
You're halfway through the preseason. How would you characterize your progress to this point? Are you about where you should be as a club?
No, you're never where you should be. I mean, you want to be clean. Obviously, we got to clean up the penalties, and we've talked about that. We've turned the ball over too many times on the offensive side of the ball. You know, but the other process is we're making evaluations on who's going to make the 53-man roster. So there's a lot that goes into that, and a lot of that is the mixing and matching and trying to get guys in there. There are some guys that, you know, played well against the Bears when they're against the twos and threes, and then you get them in the ones and they're not as productive. You know, what's the reason? Is it because of the other team's twos and threes, or is it because of you know, what they're capable of doing? So we'll continue to try to see in these next two games what we can do, because the biggest thing we got to get out of preseason is we got to make sure that we got the right 53 guys here as we approach the season. So
should we expect Mac or Cooper to do everything today?
Coop will. I think Mac is slated to be full return tomorrow, should do something today, so we'll see where he is.
Were you running back at your running backs at Paul?
Polk will not go today. He's still working on his. Tucker will be back. Flewellen will be back. So.
When you look back at your defense last year, Chip, and the problems it had getting off the field on third down, was the pass rush the biggest problem there?
It's a combination of both. It takes all 11. So coverage and pass rush. I think pass rush gets looked at, but it's both. You know, I think sometimes if you can make the quarterback hold the ball a little bit longer, obviously, you can get the quarterback and get home a little bit quicker. So it's a combination of the two things.
I asked about hamstring injuries the other night. Have you looked into how many players?
Five, yeah. Okay. Nolan Carroll does not have a hamstring, so where you get, he's got a groin. So a couple, I don't know where you're getting your information on what they are, but there's a couple guys that you've listed as hamstrings. So, yeah, we have five of them. So, and that's less than we had a year ago. So.
Your evaluation of Vinny Curry's in the game, and specifically from, you know, the two gap standpoint against their own?
Vinny did a good job. You know, he's getting better at that part on the technique standpoint in terms of what he's got to do in the run game, and a lot of that has to do with other players are fitting off of him. So sometimes you just say, hey, this guy does a great job of penetrating and getting up the field. Well, if that's not the gap he's supposed to be in, then we're going to get carved on a big run. So Vinny's worked extremely hard at it. You know, the one thing you get out of Vinny is outstanding effort. You know, a lot of the things he does in the the pass rush game are generated because of his effort. You know, he made a huge effort play on Kerry's interception to throw a big block down the field, and that's what you get out of him. But he's improving. But obviously, his production against the ones wasn't his production like it was the week ago against the Bears in the twos and threes, because you're going against a little bit better competition. But, you know, we're happy where Vinny's progressing. You know, I'm really excited about having him. So,
as a quick follow-up, did Macklin's hamstring hold him out, or was it his knee that helped him out?
It's just a ham. It's tight. If we had to play a game, Matt could play. If we had to play a game on last night, Kerry could have played. I mean, some of these are, they're, in the terms of what they are, grade one mild. But it's to put Kerry back in the game, I think we know that Kerry's going to be our starting corner when we play against the Jaguars. So, you know, it's a chance to get other guys some repetition. So it's not a the hamstring issue isn't a big concern for us. I know that.
How about Carroll? How's Carroll doing?
Nolan should be back doing some things this week. I don't know where he'll be from the standpoint of the Steelers game, but he's obviously had an outstanding camp, an outstanding offseason until his injury. So obviously we feel a little bit better about the corner position when we get Nolan back. So,
what do you think of some of the receivers that are kind of on the bubble? How do you think they perform in the game? I know Moma had the fumble, Mayo had the fumble, Ben stepped up from specials.
Yeah, Reed just done a real nice job from a special team standpoint. Obviously made a big catch kind of cleaning up for Mo on the one he dropped in the end zone. You know, you're getting great effort out of Regis. It was good to finally get Jeff healthy and back out on the field. You know, thought besides the fumble that he did a nice job. You know, he's got a good skill set in terms of being able to release, not getting caught on the line of scrimmage. Mo gets better and better. The one thing with Mo is just how many reps can you get him, because he needs them all, and he needs to continue. As he gets them, he improves. So, you know, fighting to see who those last 4, 5, 6, you know, if you are going to be, it's a matter of just getting those guys back out. For Jeff, it was just getting them healthy and getting them back out in the field. But I've seen improvement out of all those guys, but these next 2 weeks will be huge for them. So,
2.5 quarters or so with Barbary at first team right tackle in the games, what have you seen from him?
I think Allen's done a nice job. You know, he could stick to blocks a little bit better, but he's got a real good feel and sense of what we're doing. I think he's a physical player, you know, at the tackle spot, so, you know, he doesn't get overmatched by anybody in there. Really happy with that we have him, and that obviously with Lane being out for 4 games that Allen's in there, but Allen's done a real solid job for us in that right tackle spot.
What about Fletcher Cox? How's he played?
Fletch played well the other night. You know, I think he was limited. He only played 18 snaps, you know, but I think we know what Fletch can do. It's trying to find some of those other guys and give them an opportunity, and I think that's where, you know, some people, when you look at it, say, you're not getting this, but a lot of those guys weren't in. Benny played 13 snaps. Fletch played 18 snaps. But Fletch has been steady. Fletch has been really productive for us when he's been in there in terms of what we're asking him to do.
So you guys have played like 2 preseason games and everything. Do you see, like, you know, these next couple weeks in practice, guys like Jordan Matthews maybe get more first-team snaps in practice and stuff?
Yeah, he gets a lot of first-team reps in practice now, so it's, you know, the one thing I don't think anybody on this team worries about is how many reps are they getting. So Jordan's running around. He played the most snaps out of any receiver on our team, I think, on Friday night. So, you know, he's getting acclimated a little bit better. You know, the one thing about him is he seems like he can run all day. He's never, knock on wood, never banged up, never, you know, kind of pulling himself out of things. So he's been really, you know, a steady force from that standpoint in terms of being what he can do from a practice standpoint. So.
Brandon Bear a lot of early work Friday.
Yeah, Brandon did a nice job. You know, the one thing Brandon can do is he can two gap. Was very productive. I think he had 3 tackles. Can get off of blocks. You know, and was solid in there. I think we feel like Fletch and Set are, if we were playing, are our two ends. But you know, a lot of the situations we're looking at and trying to put people in is how do guys fare when they're in there. You know, with the ones, Brandon, we felt, did a really nice job against the Bears, but now let's see what he does when he gets a chance. And I thought both Brandon and Vinny did a nice job in terms of taking some opportunities when they went against the ones on Friday.
Does Bear give you some pass rush, or is he more still of a two-gap rusher?
He's a little bit more of a run guy. So
Sanchez has played so well in the preseason, and teams are looking for veteran quarterbacks. How do you weigh a decision perhaps to trade him or keep him on the roster for this season?
I mean, good question, because Mark has played well, but we haven't had anybody call or ask us anything, I think. So that's not it's not something we're talking about, because you're spending time on things that could happen, should happen. I don't know. But I know we're really happy about him. I feel very, very confident in our quarterback situation, probably better than a lot of teams in this league going into it, because I think we've got – two guys right now that, you know, that have actually played in games, you know, and that's, I think, you know, Mark's got 68 games under his resume and is playing at a really high level right now. Obviously, Nick coming off an outstanding season last year, so we feel real confident. But I'm also a big guy that you better have two quarterbacks in this league. So, you know, I think unless something blows you out of the water, you know, we're real confident with Mark coming, starting the game for the Eagles.
But I'll give it to you anyway. Okay. What if somebody calls you?
What do you give me? I mean, we'll listen to anything for anybody. We're not going to just bury our head in the sand and say no. But, I mean, it better be a pretty good deal, you know, in terms of what it is. But that's not any of our thought process. I think, you know, we need him, you know, in terms of how he's playing right now, how he can function and what we're doing. And I've always said you need to have two quarterbacks, so.
Matt, if they did blow you away,
I think Matt can play. Matt did a really nice job the other night. He threw one interception on an unbelievable ball that just bounced straight up in the air. But, you know, I feel real confident. I think we have one of the better quarterback situations in the league with the three of those guys. So,
okay.
Thanks, guys.